Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph Le'ilu Nishma Azavi Mori Pesach Zavim Ben Avraham Nata, in the middle of some absolutely stupendous statements by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of his relationship with Klal Yisrael, of our incredible importance in the firmament as witnesses and testimony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he is in terms of the relationship, what he has done, who we are to him. Anochi Anochi Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Yud Aleph, I am God. The double lashon. I am God who foretold of past things before they came, and I am God who tells you about the future before it comes. Anochi Anochi Hashem. Ve'ein mibiladai Moshiach. And there is no savior besides me. So the problem is, any Christian retelling of these psukim makes absolutely no sense. Because I am God and there is no savior besides me. So you can do everything you can with sophistry to try to say that a human being is also a God and also a savior, and there's a tripartite. It just doesn't work. Anochi Anochi Hashem ve'ein mibiladai Moshiach. Period. Nothing else. Pasuk Yud Beis, Anochi Higarti, Voshati, Hishmati. I have foretold, I have told and helped and brought about understanding and announced it. I have saved. Ve'ein bochem zar, and there are no foreigners with you. Ve'atem edayin um Hashem va'ani keil. You are my witnesses. I am God. Period. Nobody among you remain foreign to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Me'am Loes. None of you couldn't do it. You couldn't possibly stay out if you are part of the nation that was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yedgimel gam miyom anihu. Also, even before the day, I am he. Anihu. I am him. Capital H-M. I am the one. Ve'ein miyadi matzil. And no one can save from my hand. So the enemies, those who do evil, those who are trying to destroy Klal Yisrael, think that they're going to get away from something. But ultimately, as Paro and Hitler and Nebuchadnezzar and all of them find out, Haman, it's a shortcut to try to go massacre the Jews, but it never lasts long, and your thousand-year Reich can turn into a dozen years at most. It's just not going to be. Ve'im yadi matzil, ef'al umi yishivano. When I act, who can turn it back? Whether I am acting to create a churban, and then it will take place, or whether I am acting to get vengeance upon those who torture and try to destroy Klal Yisrael, There's no way out. Yodalad ko amar Hashem. Thus Hashem has spoken. Go alchem kedosh Yisrael. Your Redeemer, go alchem, the one who brings geula to you, the Holy One of Israel. Again, that same phrase that we saw earlier in the parak. Lama'anchem shilachti bavela. For your sake I sent to Bavel. Vohoradati vorichim kulam. And I brought down all of the bolts, all of the door locks. Very interesting phrase. So eventually, when you were liberated from the Babylonian yoke and Koresh of Persia undertook the campaign against Bavel and then to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, of course, this is still hundreds of years down the line. But Yeshaya is seeing it as if it's happening contemporaneously while he is speaking this way. The Chastim Bo'anios Rinosam. And the Kastim, the Chaldeans, cried and wept in their ships. The bolts of the gates of Babylon were knocked down. The Chaldeans, the Babylonians, were sent away crying in ships by this new empire that has destroyed them and beaten them up. Tesvav ani Hashem kedoshechem. I am God, your Holy One. Kedoshchem, your Holy One. Borei Yisrael malkechem. Creator of Yisrael, your King. I am your Holy One. I sanctify my name through you. I do not leave you to other kings. I alone am your King. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a tremendous promise of loyalty to Klal Yisrael and telling us how deep the love runs, how deep the commitment runs. All the ups and downs are part of creating the nation and kingdom of Klal Yisrael in the future. Malkichem, says Rav Schwab, in every stage of your development as Yisrael. So now, having prophesied the downfall of the Babylonian Empire, who precipitated the end of Golos Bavel, so Yeshaya looks further into the future to the time of Mashiach and the ingathering of the exiles, the Kibbutz Golios, which we'll see in the next part of this absolutely tremendous parak. But remember, a comeuppance is still yet to come for us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now contrast everything I promised with everything you have done or failed to do. And a very chilling end of the parak yet to come when we get to the last few psukim, Chaf Hei through Chaf Ches.